In Mukilteo, Washington, there's a company called Uni Energy Technologies. It makes batteries, giant batteries that can store up energy from the electric grid.
Here, come see this.
Russ Weed is the energetic vice president for business development at Uni Energy. He says energy storage is
the holy grail of the power industry, and it has been sought for decades.
Weed guides visitors to the back loading dock at company headquarters. Out here, shipping containers like the ones you see at the port are stacked up. But it's what goes inside these containers that Weed says represents a major technological breakthrough. A vanadium flow battery that can be shipped anywhere in the world.
Well, you weren't able to containerize a vanadium flow battery before because it was too big.
Vanadium flow technology holds appeal because, unlike lithium, it retains its ability to hold a charge. Uni Energy is a young company with about 40 employees and the backing of Chinese investors, but it's also indirectly getting some early stage funds from Washington taxpayers. That's because Uni Energy has contracts to provide battery technology to two Washington utilities that are recipients of state clean energy grants. Weed says that public investment is very important for companies like his to grow.
Chicken and egg problem. How do you get installations without happy customer references, but how do you get happy customer references without installations?
The state's matching grant program gives startups like Uni Energy and Seattle software company One Energy the ability to demonstrate their products in a real-world environment. David Kaplan is the CEO and founder of One Energy.
And you can see the power is now flowing onto the grid.
Kaplan is demonstrating One Energy software that tells batteries when to charge and discharge. He says the state grant money that makes its way to his company also helps electric utilities innovate.
Many, many benefits come to the state of Washington as a result of the work that we're doing in partnership with others.
Kaplan was among a small group of clean tech insiders invited to a meeting with Governor Inslee in 2013 as the Clean Energy Fund was being developed. He was also a consultant to the Washington Department of Commerce, the agency that now manages the grant program. The idea that state money is flowing to clean energy startups troubles Republican State Senator Doug Erickson. He chairs the Senate Energy Committee.
To pick and choose winners and losers in this type of technology environment with taxpayer dollars is a very difficult thing to do.
Erickson says the state should stick to investing in research and development, but a spokesman for Inslee disagrees. David Postman defends the decision to target state dollars to modernizing the electric grid.
We need new technology here that's going to push this. And the governor has this particular interest in this because, like with electric cars, it's all about the battery.
Complicating the debate is the fact that both One Energy and Uni Energy have put former high-level Washington Department of Commerce staffers on the payroll. Commerce runs the grant program. That's given ammunition to critics like Erickson.
And you end up with situations like this where high-ranking executives in the executive branch from the Department of Commerce that oversees these types of grants end up being the beneficiaries of the companies that receive those funds.
The individuals involved say they've complied with all ethics rules regarding employment after state service. Last spring, Erickson called Commerce officials before his committee to explain their handling of the Clean Energy Grant Program. Again, Inslee spokesman David Postman.
There were some questions. We answered those questions in an open hearing, the Department of Commerce did. And then they put some provisions in there to do better the next time.
Earlier this year, the Washington legislature reauthorized Inslee's Clean Energy Fund, but with new safeguards. That fund includes the matching grant program. For instance, grant applicants must now reveal if a former state employee is on the payroll. Richard Locke is the former head of the Energy Office at the Department of Commerce and a supporter of Inslee's clean energy policies. But he says he'd like to see even stronger rules to stop the revolving door.
Once you go to work for the state, once you're involved in allocating these resources, you can't go to work for the recipient of these grants for a period of years.
Washington law already requires a cooling-off period for former state employees before they go to work directly on a contract they helped authorize. Some argue a broader prohibition would dissuade people in the private sector from wanting to come to work in state government in the first place. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.